This is WNKX. I'm Erica, and my guest today is Mayor Jim Bates. Good morning, Mayor Bates. Thank you for being here. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the radio. I appreciate this. I'm doing great. Thank you. I hope you're doing well as well.
Okay. So this is a part of our series of the Save Lick Creek movement. And so my first question is, what is Centerville doing for sewage currently?
Well, the town of Centerville has its own sewage treatment facility. The rest of the county does not. We do not own any type of sewer treatment facility in the county. Now, as far as that goes, all the houses and the small businesses that are built are on septic units right now.
From what I've gathered is that East Hickman is currently supported by Dickson County for their sewage needs. Is Centerville going to be able to support East Hickman's growth?
Well, that's an issue that Mayor Jacobs and I have, we have actually discussed it at one time, but we are going to discuss it further in the future. East Hickman right now has one sewage line that runs from Dickson County. It was built for the purpose of the new high school out there when they built East Hickman High School. And with that, there was supposed to be X amount of people that could attach to that sewer line. And right now, East Hickman, that is the only sewer line other than the one that they just built up to the going up 100 corridor towards Fairview, which it has abruptly ended because the loan for the county had run out. So County Commission opted to pursue a different way to look at it in the future and in the near future.
Is there a plan for a treatment facility to be put in Hickman County in the future?
Well, that's an interesting question. You know, my whole campaign was run on Hickman County to be self-sufficient and self-reliant. If the time ever comes that we need a sewer treatment facility, then it would be up to us to build and maintain one. There are other alternatives to traditional sewer treatment. You know, I've turned on the news several weeks ago. Mississippi had one to malfunction. It dumped raw sewage into one of the waterways there in Mississippi. I think Arkansas had one. California had three. So I think it's time that maybe we need to look with all the future things and technology that we have. There are sewer alternatives. You know, I spoke to a company out of Houston, Texas. That's what they specialize in. They build these sewer treatment facilities that takes care of its own. So they can build them to take care of a 50 or 100 house subdivision. They can build them to take care of hospitals, you know, and it gives them a green space as well. So now we're protecting the environment as well as creating green spaces for growth.
Okay. Can you go into a little bit more detail about some of these alternative treatment facilities or plans?
Well, what I would like to see is the alternative, of course, because then we're not hurting our waterways, which, you know, I know Lick Creek is an exceptional waterway in Tennessee. The Duck River, even though they have sewage treatment facilities in other counties that dump into, Centerville dumps into Duck River, but it's considered one of the most biodiverse rivers in North America. So, I mean, we need to protect the rest of it, you know, what we have. Because here in Hickman County, you know, first of all, we have exceptional waterways for people to fish and swim and things like that. And, you know, it's just, so I look at the alternatives, and some of the alternatives that I've came up with was, you know, the own treatment facilities that treat the waste, and it can be dried. It can be used for fertilizer. Not on plants that we eat, however. I wouldn't recommend that, and they would not either. But, you know, the nurseries and things like that that grow flowers, they can stop by there and pick up it and use it for fertilizer. You know, it goes out, the residue water goes out into what they call a drip field, and it creates green spaces. You know, I've seen a hospital, I think it was in Houston, that it was 13 floors high. And, you know, a hospital's very busy. You got a lot of bathrooms, a lot of water usage, and a lot of sewage usage. And this one facility was built under the ground, and it maintains that entire hospital, 13 floors. So I think that's maybe something that we need to look at.
Absolutely, yeah. As humans, we have the responsibility of taking care of nature, and, you know, we have to be responsible, too.
And I understand, you know, the folks at Lick Creek, I understand why there's a big fight, because there's families down there on those creek banks that's been there for centuries.
Mm-hmm.
Centuries. That's a long time. And they farm that land, and I don't want to see their agricultural hurt by any means. I don't want to see our waterway hurt. So yes, there are alternatives, and I think we as a county need to look into them.
For the future, I like that. So, all right, but I'll let you go. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I hope you have a good rest of your day. And for the people listening, I hope you have a good rest of your weekend.